Good morning. Hey, I hope you listen to the end of this. It's only going to be 2 or 3 minutes, and the end is so important. My dad always said to me that a wise man learns from his own mistakes, but a wiser man learns from others' mistakes. You know, there seems to be this trend of this generation, and we want to reach this generation. I'm 40-something years old, but there seems to be a trend like they must learn for themselves, or they feel like they got to learn for themselves. And while that may be true in a lot of cases, it also creates this, cycle or pattern of brokenness that doesn't necessarily have to be that way. Think about this. Look at all the scars on you right now, or think about them. Do you really need all of them to have a better understanding of life today? No. Proverbs are general truths that bring understanding in our lives. So let me challenge you today and simply ask, do you know this generation well enough to gain their respect to give them wisdom that they will be attentive to, like young parents or grandparents that are caring for kids? You know, so many look at this generation and say they're folly, it's foolishness, and etc., with all the selfies and all the pictures and all the, you know, and I'm guilty of that. I watched some of the Oscars last night, and I wonder, you know, would you rather be famous or would you rather be full of wisdom? Well, with all of the selfies and all of the looking at each other and you would think that the obvious answer would be, I want to be famous, not full of wisdom. A need to see ourselves and for others to see us and what we're doing and something somewhere for some reason. And, it really is crazy. I'm going to leave that alone except to say that most of the teenagers and college students that I work with and have worked with will deal with this. They'll talk to you. They'll sit down, but they'll be scanning pictures the whole time. And in the end, would you rather know this generation for who they are, love them there, know them well enough to impart wisdom to them, to in a position with them where they actually want that wisdom from you so they don't have to be scarred and broken as much? The Proverbs are about instructing wisdom. And we all know that we try to give, and that some people will just push it away and others don't. That's what this whole Proverbs 9 is about. But then there are those who are ready to soak it up. But they're only going to soak it up if they know that you're investing quality time and getting to know them and respecting them for who they are and loving them. Let me share with you the first part of Proverbs 9 that shows you how wisdom approaches getting instruction out there to the right people. And the right people is the generation of it. Wisdom has built her house. She's carved it 7 columns. She has prepared a great banquet. For who? For this generation. Mixed the wines and set the table. She sent her servants to invite everyone to come. You hear that? She calls out from the heights overlooking the city, and here it comes. Come in with me. She urges the simple, which kind of means the foolish here, but in a nice way. She urges the simple. To those who lack good judgment, she says, come, eat my food and drink the wine I have mixed. Leave your simple ways behind and begin to live. Learn to use good judgment. And isn't that a wonderful way to reach a generation, to get to know the generation and not keep pushing them away over and over again? I hope this helps you if you have children. I hope this helps you just if you're out there in the workplace and you don't understand a meme generation. And I just hope this helps you overall decide to, you know, love people for who they are and gain the respect so that you can give them wisdom. Lay out a table of food for them and say, come, things are simple, I know, but let's get your simple ways behind and begin to live. God bless. Have a great day.